From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Senate has confirmed Gina Haspel as the Central Intelligence Agency's first female director. Confirmation ends a tumultuous nomination process that focused on harsh CIA interrogation techniques like waterboarding. John Kennedy is a senator from the U.S. state of Louisiana.
There's controversy about everything up here. I mean, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. For two reasons. Number one, it's the environment that we seem to find ourselves in politically. Number two, these are tough issues.
Haspel repeatedly declined to say whether harsh interrogation techniques were morally wrong, but said that they should not have conducted abusive interrogations. President Trump is expressing optimism for his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but he's raising the possibility of serious consequences if it falls apart. AP's Ben Thomas.
President Trump maintains his summit with the North Korean leader, scheduled for June 12th in Singapore, remains on track, despite the North's threat to cancel over concerns about the U.S. push to see the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We're just reading stories like you are. We've heard certain things from South Korea, but we'll see what happens. If the meeting happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, we go on to the next step.
And that next step, the president suggests, could raise the risk of Kim Jong-un being overthrown.
Because we cannot let that country have nukes. We just can't do it.
Still, the president says that's not how he sees it playing out.
We're willing to do a lot, and he's willing to, I think, do a lot also. And I think we'll actually have a good relationship.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. On the first anniversary of the special counsel's Russia investigation beginning, President Trump made his frustrations known. AP's Sagar Magani reporting now from the White House.
The president's calling the probe disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted, tweeting, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history." On the Senate floor.
It's not a witch hunt when 17 Russians have been indicted. It's not a witch hunt when some of the most senior members of the Trump campaign have been indicted.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the president seems afraid of what the probe will find. On the other side, House Speaker Paul Ryan says special counsel Bob Mueller should be free to finish his job quickly.
It's been a year. My guess is he's probably coming to a conclusion.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
World Health Organization reporting one confirmed case of the deadly Ebola virus about 150 kilometers from where the recent outbreak of the disease started in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. Peter Salama is the WHO Deputy Director General for Emergency Preparedness and Response.
We've confirmed a case of Ebola in the regional capital of Equator Province, which has a population of about 1 million people. That capital is called Bandaka. And why that's really critically important is Bandaka is a large town in itself. It means there's another site of infection for this outbreak.
As of May the 15th, 44 cases of Ebola have been reported. In the DRC, more than 20 people have died. Except for the confirmed case in Mundaka, the other cases have been in Bikoro, a remote northwestern area that is difficult to reach. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has spewed ash nearly 9 kilometers into the sky, and scientists warn this could be the first in a string of more violent eruptions, with the next possibly occurring very soon. Mike Poland, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says the explosion was not unexpected, as scientists had predicted groundwater would eventually seep into the lava conduit.
Having the lava lake drain down and allow water to infiltrate the system and cause these explosions, that's the same sort of thing we saw in 1924. And based on our understanding of the volcano, we expect that these sort of low-level explosions will continue. We don't expect to see any very large explosions from the summit because the magma system has drained.
Residents of Hawaii's Big Island were warned to take shelter from the ash of toxic level gases spewed and spiked in the last small area after the lava had erupted. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.